Hey friends, welcome back to Witch Church. It's Mal. We have arrived at the week of October 24th, 2021, and I don't have many things to say right now about this week's upcoming astrology. I'm going to let the sermon speak for itself, but just a couple few announcements that I'll give before y'all hop into the weekly sermon. One, I'm only going to be offering my fall special sessions for maybe another week or so. So if you've been wanting to get in with me on either a tarot Reiki combo session or an astro fall update session, head on over to my site. Link is in the bio. Link is in the show notes. And come on down and let's talk about the end of the year, and let's clear some energy and clear some baggage for the end of the year. So that's announcement number one. Number two is I've updated my Patreon offerings. So if you are an avid listener of Witch Church or you get a lot out of my weekly sermons, there's a tier on Patreon. It's only $5 a month, and it's a way, affordable way to support my monthly expenses and give a little back to the podcast. And you get a bunch of cool stuff on when you join my Patreon. You get access to my secret YouTube channel. So, I mean, don't sit on this offer, my friends. And speaking of Patreon, if you kind of go into the different levels, some of my clients come see me on a monthly basis, and I have their sessions at a discounted price on Patreon. So if you are looking to see me on more of a monthly basis for monthly Reiki, a monthly tarot reading, or a monthly astro check-in, those offerings are also on Patreon. And again, when you join my Patreon and you start to see me on a monthly basis, you have a discounted rate off of my sessions, okay? And finally, I just checked. I just checked my YouTube channel, and we're at 94 subscribers, and I will not be posting any more content until I get to 100 subscribers. So you better subscribe, because this will be the last time you're hearing from me until I get to 100. Just kidding. But if you can help me out, if you can help me out and get me to 100 subscribers on YouTube, that would be awesome. That's my weekly manifestation. I have it in my vision right now. I'm looking at my YouTube channel and it says 100 subscribers. My YouTube name is in the show notes. It's just Mallory Hasty Astrology. Head on over. Give me a subscribe. Okay, thanks, my friends. I hope you enjoy this weekly message about shepherding, and I am in full agreement of your abundance, and we will talk next time. So, okay, who was personally victimized by Mars square Pluto last week? Oh my god, my friends. Last week it was truly, did you feel it? Did you feel the pressure cooker happening? And last week we talked about the Six of Wands, the Seven of Wands, and the Eight of Wands. And hey, Punk Ellie. And we talked about those three cards kind of being the feature of this week. And I really felt those cards last week in quite a shadowy way. I think that Mars square Pluto really presented like the pressure to move forward, but not knowing how. I don't know if anybody else felt like that. or really just this like undeniable feeling of like, I'm done with the last chapter and I'm starting a new chapter and I don't know how to start it. Like, that feels like that was the Mars square Pluto. And yeah, not knowing how, Alessandra, I totally agree. It was kind of like that. Like, I texted my best friend on like Wednesday or Thursday, and there was a couple things that I just like reached my breaking point on. And it really did teach me a lot about the manifestation of Mars square Pluto, because I think there is something about Mars square Pluto where we do reach our breaking point and we're like, can't keep doing this. Nope. Like, this is a hard no. Like, I've been functioning in this for a while, but now this situation or this environment or this vessel of my life is telling me, nope. Like, like, it's time to like kind of start going in the different direction. Okay. And I was thinking about this in relation to Mercury right now, because although Mercury is direct, I'm going to look at my astrology software as we're talking so I can kind of have my eye on the stars here. But as we speak, oh, that's kind of cute. The moon is trining Mercury. But Mercury is at 13 degrees Libra. So it's getting, she's cooking. She's no longer at that 10 degrees stationing degree, but Mercury is still in their shadow, right? And they're going to be in their shadow until November 3rd, November 4th. And Mercury's shadow periods are, for me, annoying as shit. Especially because I am in a Mercury-ruled year. I don't know if anybody else is in a Mercury-ruled year. I know you are, Jeanette. But, oh my gosh, the time between Mercury stationing direct and that few weeks of the rest of the shadow period is like you are in limbo. Like, you're like, I know I need to move forward, god damn it, but but how? Like, it's like, universe, show me how. And that feels like the kind of vibe at the moment. And Emmy, you said, I sent my boss an email that said something like, I can't keep doing all these tasks, it's not sustainable, I need help. Yes, that is Mars Pluto. And it's funny because that actually probably would have been activating your chart in a very specific way, right? Because you have things on the end of the cardinal degrees in your chart. So yes, I think there's a lot of moments this week where we said, I'm done with this. And like, I can't keep going like this, or this project is finished. Now what? Granted, although I was in my own kind of breaking point with certain situations over the past week, which is fine, like, you can, I'm trying to remind myself, I'm like, you can be at your breaking point and still be okay. Like, you can be at your breaking point with certain things and it's gonna be okay. But you know, in being a space holder for others this week, because in my client sessions, I feel like a lot of people were also at this kind of point where they're like, god damn it, like, how do I move forward? And they were like the most beautiful sessions in the past week. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm grateful for all of my sessions, but if you've come to see me in the past like week or two and you've like trusted me with like this moment of frustration, this Mars Pluto moment of like, oh, I'm so frustrated. Like, I have my foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. I'm ready to put my foot on the gas, but then my other foot's on the brake and I'm too scared to press on the gas, but also I can't keep pressing on the brake. Like, it's just been so beautiful to actually see this reflected in other people's lives. And like someone told me that they like set a boundary with their mom for the first time, and I was like, fuck yes. And like someone else like is making like quit their job that was no longer in alignment, and it hasn't been in alignment for like years, and now they're thinking what's next, and I was like, fuck yes. Like these really beautiful like breakdown breakthrough moments I think come through during the Mercury shadow period. It's just when they're happening to you, like like we're our own like worst enemy, we're our own like we're biased to our own experience. So like again, in like I'm human, and in my paradigm, like, I'm, like, oh, I'm at my breaking point, like, texting my best friend, being, like, I'm, like, crying, I'm, like, god damn it, like, help me, but then I'm holding space for others and being, like, wow, like, what a beautiful place you're in right now, like, like, what a beautiful pressure cooker you are in. So it's just, it's very frustrating, and, but beautiful. It's, yeah, it's very complex. And Alessandra, you said, I said something similar to my boss too. They want me to do assistant manager things without assistant manager pay. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a Mars Pluto thing. Like, what you're asking me to do is just a little too much, okay? So, hey, Annie, so what's interesting is that, you know, it was coming through. So this week, you know how I love words? Like, certain spirit really speaks to me in, like, certain words, like, that I'll hear throughout my week, and they'll just, like, bing, like they'll just have like a little sparkle to them. I don't know how to explain it, but I was in this meeting that really I'm making like content for this, helping make content for this one astrology group. I won't get into it, but it really intimidates the shit out of me. Like, I just, it's just, it's hard for me sometimes to go to the meetings because I'm so intimidated. But anyways, we won't get into that. We won't get into my imposter syndrome at the moment. But in this meeting, another person, another astrologer was talking about, like, content creation, because that's what we're talking about, right? And she said something like, how do we shepherd the content to other people? Or, like, how do we shepherd the content to the masses? And I had that moment when I heard the word shepherd, and it was like, bing. And I was like, oh, I think that's our message for Witch Church in this week ahead. I'm thinking that, I was looking up like, okay, shepherd, like it kind of feels biblical, right? And it is biblical. And, Amy, you said intimidation was the word I kept hearing this week. Yeah, I mean, Mars square Pluto, definitely intimidation factor. And I sip the sea, you said, I can't stay, but I want to send love and light to everyone. Can't wait to start regularly attending again soon. Miss this. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Well, you can always catch the recording here on IG Live or on my podcast. So thank you for popping in. You're sweet. Yeah, social media shepherds. And that's why I have a little sheep in my, in my title, because I really want to explore this idea. Okay, so shepherd, we know as a noun is, and I'm reading from Google Dictionary, but a shepherd is a person who tends and rears sheep, right? We know this. But as a verb, like to shepherd something, that's what I'm kind of feeling like to shepherd something, that means to guide or direct in a particular direction, to guide or direct in a particular way. So there's something here about shepherding our frustration, like shepherding the next step through. If we are shepherds, and we have a bunch of chaotic sheep in front of us. And again, this is like the aftermath of a Mars square Pluto. We have frustration, we have intimidation, we have a breaking point. We have that breakdown, breakthrough in that Mars Pluto from last week, and also that Aries full moon was and now this week, as we kind of do some Mars square Pluto recovery, and we're kind of waiting for Mercury to slowly but surely speed up and get out of Libra. When we're in this Mercury shadow, we're figuring out how to be a good shepherd to this breakdown, breakthrough, if that makes sense, okay? So again, you're the shepherd, right? You've got all these sheep in front of you. You know, it's like, for me, it's like, what do I do first? I don't even want to talk about my problems because it's so annoying. Like, and you guys have been hearing about this for like 2 years. So I'm like, let's not even go into it. But it's like, do I do A or B first? So I have sheep A and sheep B. And then I have sheep C that like annoys the shit out of me. And then I have sheep D, who's like my anxiety. Hey, Nick. Good to see you, my friend. We're talking about shepherding, the verb. And it's very biblical in a weird way today. But if we are shepherds to all of these sheep right now that feel kind of out of control, as the shepherd, we need to zoom in on kind of the process of ushering our sheep in the right direction, right? And that's really all we need to do right now. It's not about getting ahead of ourselves. I was feeling like that was a message here this week. It's really easy to get overwhelmed with the entire process. It's really easy to get overwhelmed with whatever the end goal or the end vision is. But what's important right now is just kind of tackling the next logical step with analysis and with rationality instead of emotional overwhelm. Like, you know, because it's so easy if we are our own shepherds of our lives. And there are moments when we have to shepherd ourselves through a moment of frustration or a moment of intimidation or a moment of just anxiety. Like, my anxiety has been off the roof this past week, I think, with that Mars Pluto. That Mars Pluto activated me in a deep way. How are we good shepherds? How can we be good shepherds just to the next step? And how do we figure out, like, what the next best step actually is? I'll tell you this. I think I was having a lot of trouble. Yeah, Sarah, my sheep have the zoomies as well. Yeah, okay, so my sheep have the zoomies, right? Like, I'm the shepherd. My sheep are running around like crazy, rolling in grass. I don't know which one to calm down first, and I have anxiety, and when my nervous system is activated, I can't hear properly what spirit would like me to do, you know? Like, when my nervous system is activated, it's really easy for us as shepherds to kind of become our chaotic sheep, and we almost soak up the chaos of what is in front of us. And it's interesting that I think this week, if we're able to do some nervous system regulation and come back into our bodies, the next best step is going to come, I think. Alessandra, you said exactly what I wanted to ask guidance for. So glad I came. It's fate. And Nick, you said, who shepherds the shepherd? It gets lonely out here in the field. Right. And Savannah, you said, I probably have a couple chaotic fainting goats mixed in with my sheep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's like, whatever your farm is right now, whoever you're in charge in, whatever creatures you're in charge in, they're going a little nuts this week, right? So again, what is the definition? Shepherd as a verb, to guide or direct in a particular direction. And it's funny, I have the Seven of Cups here. My jumbo Seven of Cups. The Seven of Cups kind of reminds me of that emotional overwhelm that we can feel on our path when we don't know what is best to tackle first, or we're having trouble knowing what the next best step really is, or like what actually makes sense. And we get lost in that emotional overwhelm. And I think the vibe of the aftermath of this Mars square Pluto, it's so easy to get lost in the overwhelm, right? It's so easy to have all these different sheep and not knowing which one wants to be tackled, okay? So I feel called, let me grab my bells here. We do a little shaky, little ringing of the bells. Let's just kind of take a moment and just root in. Okay. So imagining roots growing from the bottoms of your feet. These roots are growing deeper and deeper into the ground. The roots at the bottoms of your feet are intertwining with the roots of other trees and flowers and plants. And your roots are also intertwining with my roots and anybody else's roots who are a Witch Church attendees today. And just feel this really deep heaviness in the feet, and it's this security of being tethered to the ground. And know that your job is to be rooted in the body and to be a participant on this earth in your special way. Okay. And once you kind of feel rooted into the earth, kind of imagine some of these sheep in front of you. Okay. Or your fainting goats. Whatever animals are in front of you. And you notice one sheep looks kind of different than the others. And as you approach them, they're kind of doing that thing like in The Wizard of Oz when the horse changes colors. You know, their fur is kind of turning all these different kinds of colors, and they just kind of seem like this is the sheep I need to tend to first. Okay. So go ahead and pet that sheep. And if you're not quite sure what that sheep is yet, the representation of what that really is in your life, it's okay. Might come to you sometime this week. But just know that sheep is what wants to be tended to first. And if we do tend to the next best thing first, this other sheep will make it easier and more natural for these other things to fall into place. Okay. So coming back here, I know what my sheep is. I know what my sheep is. I'll show you. It's on my vision board, actually. show you a part of my vision board. This says DePa alumni. And this is going to be on my new car. And this is hanging on my vision board. And I know that's the next sheep to tackle. It's hard. It's hard because these sheep feel chaotic. Right? You knew it, Savannah. You knew that's the next sheep I need to tackle. Yep. There's a sheep here. Everybody has that sheep, that technicolored sheep here. And Emmy, you said the sheep was black and I felt like my higher self, and it felt like my higher self. So that's going to be intense to work on. Totally, totally. And Amy, you said my sheep was very clearly me. Yeah. Jeanette, you said my sheep was my arts career. Oh, gosh. See, like, that's the Seven of Cups, because I always feel like, I mean, however you want to interpret it, like, but I always feel like there's a higher self option in this emotional overwhelm. It is the easiest thing in the world during a moment of emotional overwhelm to just lose it. And now you're acting from a place of ego, and now you're acting from a place of fear, and you're acting from a place of chaos, you know? And we have to remember that the higher self does know the next step. There is 100%, there is a part of you that knows what the next best step really is. It just takes a little bit of grounding. And Noelle, I love that you said that. My sheep is my studio art, my art studio that needs cleaning. That's the thing. Sometimes the next best step is more simple than we thought. Sometimes it is cleaning something so we can concentrate. Sometimes it is calling the doctor that we've been putting off making this appointment for 2 months. Sometimes it is whatever, you know, it can be so simple, and we don't realize that sometimes the next best step is something simple, and it catapults us into other aligned bigger things, right? And Katie, okay, a lot of people working on their arts career, right? Like that feels good. And Annie, you said mine was black too, and it was managing how my neurodivergence ADHD affects me daily. Totally. Totally, Annie. I can really, I see how that could be the next step, right? Like the next step in the process. And Savannah, you said I have to clean my new studio before I can move into it, and I have a countdown deadline to find my new therapist. Yeah. And you know, it's funny you said this, Savannah, because I told you this in class, but me and my good friend, my Aquarius, one of my Aquarius best friends, her and I have like a deadline. And we're like, we do this for each other. We have like accountability deadlines, and we're like, all right, our accountability deadline is November 28th. I don't know why we picked that date, but it seemed realistic at the time, and it still does. And we both have certain things that we're holding each other accountable to that we need to do by November 28th. And that's kind of an idea for you, dear listener. If you do have something, you know, find an accountability partner and agree with that person and be like, yo, like, we're gonna finish this by Friday. And you're holding me accountable, I'm holding you accountable. That's, like, an amazing way to take the next step, especially if taking the next step feels really fearful, right? And Annie said, it's a good day, it's my birthday. I love it. All right, Annie, by the time your birthday comes around, I'll be hopefully driving in a new car. and yeah, find those friends who hold you accountable for your growth, okay? So, excuse me here why I just get biblical for a moment. Okay, not to trigger anybody, but I just want to read this because although I'm not Christian, I do think that if we can kind of visit certain religious texts with a really open mind and kind of feel what is actually beneath the phrases, I think it can be really healing. And I also think it shows us that we can be our own gods. Like, we don't need the white patriarchy to interpret these religious texts for us. Like, you know, we're smart and we have intuition and we can kind of value these religious texts in ways that really expand the meaning instead of leaving us boxed in. At least that's kind of my interpretation. So, just a really short verse, Psalm 23. Okay, I want you to really listen. We're going to have to listen through some of the language, right, to get what's really underneath this, but I think it's good, okay? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. I'm going to read that two more times. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. She makes me lie down in green pastures. She leads me beside quiet waters. She restores my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. They make me lie down in green pastures. They lead me beside quiet waters. They restore my soul. I love that. Like, when you really feel into what's beneath that, like, if the Lord is actually the universe, or whatever you want to call it, you know, like, if we're really partnering with the universe, you know, this phrase, I can just lie down in green pastures. The universe is leading me besides quiet, peaceful waters. And my soul is being restored just by walking my path peacefully, right? Like, there's such, like, a trust. I feel like that for me is my personal interpretation of this psalm. Like, there's this immense trust in the universe. There's so much trust that there's a peace in walking the path instead of a panic. And I know that's fucking hard. And I know it's hard to, like, not panic because all these chaotic sheep are jumping up and down. You don't know how you're going to get them into the barn. but there's just something here about... there's a peace that can be found in just knowing that the universe is partnering with you on the next step, okay? And Savannah, you said the inclusive language made that much more resonant. Thanks, Mal. You're so welcome. And Emmy, you said, I really get, like, my black sheep needed to roam free. The message was, don't shepherd this. Thanks for sharing this, Mal. Oh, Emmy, I like that. Yeah. It's funny because in this message of, like, the shepherd to guide or direct in a particular direction, I'm so glad you said that, Emmy, because there is a shadow side to the shepherding. Like that kind of, like, I'm overly in control. Sometimes we can shepherd from a place of mistrust instead of trust. And the higher frequency of shepherding is just like, I am trusting in my higher self to help me, assist me in shepherding this next step in whatever way I need to, you know? And I'm chilling. I'm in the green pasture. I've got the calming waters near me. You know, I don't need to worry. All of that stuff. My soul is being restored along the way. All of that feels feels like this is the medicine, or this is the message of the week ahead, right? Okay, here's another thing I felt called to do. Where is it? So, I have my dice, my planet sign dice, and I'm gonna toss, I feel like we, for some reason, this just came through on my walk that I needed to do this, so let's see what comes through. Also, thank you, Miss Jo, for gifting me these planetary dice a few years ago. Let's see what like the planetary energy is kind of coming through as for this week. Ooh, okay. Oh, whoa, this is freaky. Okay, so we got planet Uranus, and we also got Capricorn. So that's what came through on our planetary dice, Uranus in Capricorn. Many of us here today do have Uranus and Capricorn in our natal charts. Okay, so I'm gonna listen into Uranus and Capricorn for a second. Uranus and Capricorn is such a trippy placement to have, because, you know, Capricorn is structure, you know, is creating the structure, and Uranus is freedom and revolution and just like, I always think of Uranus as David Bowie, like I just feel like the David Bowie planet. You know, Uranus is the planet that kind of figures out what are the rules and how do I break them. And I think this really applies to some of this shepherding, the shepherding kind of message that we're getting this week from spirit. And I think it goes with what you said, Emmy, which is ironic because you have Uranus in Capricorn right on your ascendant. But yeah, like how do I trust in this process and not overly control this process? You know, one of the reasons why we're completely changing as a society, you know, is because, you know, the younger millennials and a big chunk of the millennials and some of the older Zoomers have this Uranus Capricorn placement in their chart. And Uranus Capricorn says, like, fuck this, man. Fuck this structure. How limiting is this structure? This structure doesn't do jack shit. It literally does harm, you know? And like, there's something about, like, I need a structure that liberates me. Like, that's the kind of structure that I need. At least that's what Uranus in Capricorn says, right? And what are we going through as a collective right now? We're literally trying to liberate ourselves from the structures that no longer work or never worked in the first place. They were all bullshit from the first place, you know, and that's Uranus too, being the higher mind. The way a Uranian mind works isn't, it's not caveman, if that makes sense. You know, like Uranus doesn't necessarily answer to the part of us that is like, need food, need water, need sex, like, need, you know, like, like, need shelter. Like, Uranus is answering to the part of us that is like, I need to evolve as a spirit, like, I am an alien, like, I am a part of the universe, I am not just a part of this earth, but I'm a speck of dust in all of this, you know. So if that helps too, in a weird way, as like, as having this placement in my own chart, sometimes when I need to face a fear or get to a next step, I think sometimes Uranus and Capricorn does help me in the sense of like, the next step will liberate me somehow. Even though it terrifies the shit out of me, even though I have to face this huge part of my ego that's saying, you can't do it, you're not capable, there's a ton of self-doubt, like, Uranus in Capricorn helps us, like, face that so we can liberate ourselves from that. Okay, so, kind of a beautiful planetary message here, for sure. And I like it. I like that. Keep that Uranus in Capricorn message in your back pocket this week as we shepherd our sheep, you know? So I think that's what I have for us today for our weekly channelings. But I would love to be of service to you in some way this week. So comment below. Do you need a prayer? Do you need some guidance? Can I pull a tarot card for you? Do you have a question? Yeah. What's going on here? Oh, Alex, you said, thank you, Mal. That was beautiful. You're so welcome. I was a little nervous to bring the Bible stuff. I was like, oh man, like, but I try to hopefully put a spin on the Bible. I will say here that, I do have a Bible. If you don't know, I was a religious studies major in college, and, this Bible is like my most prized possession. Like, not because I'm all that, not because I love the Bible or anything, but this was given to me by my favorite professor, and it's like her old Bible, and she like wrote in her little scratchy handwriting, she wrote, now belongs to Mallory Hasty, when she gave this to me, and it smells like her office. And then I have her birth information written in the cover so I never lose it. And I swear to you, if my house was ever burning down, I would just grab this Bible. Like, this, this is like my favorite thing on my shelf just because it's from her and it means a lot to me. There we go. Alex, you said, I'd appreciate a card pull. How can I step into my authority in the classroom? Yeah. Yeah, of course, I was a religious studies major. Ruler of my ascendant is the moon in the ninth house, right? So, yeah, of course. Of course, it played out like that. So, let's see, Alex, a card to guide their current career trajectory. Oh, Ten of Cups. Oh, I like this. You know, here's the thing I'm getting, Alex. I think you have a lot of medicine to give your students, but I don't know if they are used to receiving, like, the amount of love and support that you actually have to give. Like, if you think about, I don't know, like, the image of, a group of, like, really hungry people, and you're trying to, like, give them a snack, but they've never had anybody give them a snack before. They, like, don't understand how to receive it. They're like, wait, is this poison? Like, why are you trying to help me? Like, no one's tried to help me before, right? Like, there's a little bit of like emotional mistrust, I would say. And I'm not sure if this makes any sense within the context of where you're teaching, Alex, but it feels to me like there's some authority. It's about authority, but it's also about maybe building emotional trust with your classroom. Being a person that is in charge of the lesson and is shepherding the classroom in the right direction, but also know that your job, I think, in this classroom is beyond the course material. Like, there's some greater emotional, almost like it's almost like intimacy, like this emotional intimacy that you might be building with some students who really, I think, would like someone to care about them. But then there's some different parameters that might be in their world that keeps that from happening. So I think it's about focusing not only on the success of your lessons, but also the success of, you know, that moment when you're like, all right, like I earned this student's trust, right? Like, even if this student was kind of an asshole to me, like I was patient with them and, you know, like I earned their trust in some way. That's what's coming through, Alex. There's a greater meaning behind what you're doing right now than just the course material. It feels more emotional, which is so Cancer rising, right? Marco, your birthday is tomorrow. Yes. Happy solar return, Marco. I'm going to pull you an animal. Actually, yay. I was gonna say, Marco, I'm so impressed with all of the stuff that you've been doing lately with all of your theater stuff, being on the stage. Oh, unicorn. Oh, yes. I love that, Marco, unicorn. Okay, so I feel like in this next year of life, it's sort of like, you know, fully embracing your own inherent unconventionality and, you know, creating from a place of your own uniqueness and your own inspiration and finding the things that do inspire you. I think the unicorn, you know, represents the third eye. So there might be a lot of like third eye opening in the next year or so. Maybe there's some intuitive development. And you know what? It's so funny. I don't know if anybody has been watching Sex Education on Netflix. It is such a funny show. And Margo, you should watch it. And there's like this scene in that show where there's kind of like this weird girl. She's like obsessed with aliens and she writes this like sexy alien version of Romeo and Juliet. And it's so funny, like that. Like, it is so good. Like, that episode is just hilarious when they're actually performing this like sexy alien version of Romeo and Juliet. And for some reason that's coming in where it's like, you are creating something that is like really just you, and it's beautiful, and you know, it's exciting. And I think there's something about really like following where your intuition takes you and following that spark of excitement. So there's something in the works here. I like it, Marco. Amy, you said, lovely message today. I've been more accepting of religious scripture lately, realizing if you just replace Jesus or the Lord with spirit, it's all the same. Yeah, I would agree deeply, Amy, in a lot of ways. So Jeanette, you said, I would love a card for the week and maybe some advice on dealing with family stuff from spirit. Yes. Ooh, justice. Libra coming through, you know, maybe Scorpio season, but you know, you're still that Libra at heart, right? I would say, Jeanette, is there, you know, I think sometimes we get hijacked by certain parts of our inner child and, you know that this is a lot of what I do with my clients, like the sort of like IFS, like interfamily systems, like the idea that we have like all of these parts floating around us. And, you know, sometimes our parts can start to hijack our adult lives, and it's hard, you know. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe the part of you who feels responsible for creating harmony, or feels responsible for like mitigating conflict, or the part of you that kind of feels like you have to get in the middle of things so you can kind of help usher in harmony. And maybe with the family stuff this week, it's more about protecting your own inner harmony than actually getting triangulated into different conflicts or different conversations. And I think there's something about really protecting your own energy and keeping your own self grounded and knowing that you're not responsible for anybody else's karma but your own. And we can't work through someone else's karma for them, right? Like, no matter if it's our mom, our dad, our brother, whoever it is, like, we literally can't do their karmic lesson. We can entrench ourselves into it by getting too enmeshed into that, you know, but sometimes it's better for all souls if we just kind of come back to what our own lesson is in this moment, and come back to our own core, our own nervous system regulation, our own journey, our own love for ourselves. So I think there's some balancing going on this week for you, Jeanette, but it's more internal. And it might be about pulling back from trying to create external harmony so you can have more of that internal balance. I think that's kind of what I'm getting. Okay. So, Noelle, you said I would love a general card pull for advice in this following week. Yes. Pulling you too. Okay. Four of Cups and the Swan. Okay, I think this kind of goes a lot with my earlier message about emotional overwhelm. I think Four of Cups can be a card where we are kind of overwhelmed with everything that has to be done, and because we're overwhelmed with our to-do list, it kind of feels like we're discombobulated with what to tackle first. So I would say that, again, I think you know your focus, and finding your focus in this moment is going to be really important. Getting through and tackling what needs to be done first and foremost, and even just being like, I'm tabling that decision. I'm not even going to think about that decision or think about that part of my future until I have A, B, and C completed. And once I get A, B, and C completed, then we can think about this cup coming in. But I need to focus on what is in front of me now. And then the Swan is kind of about what other people are reflecting back to us. And I wonder if someone else in your life, Frey, I don't know if they're going through a hard time or if someone else kind of feels a little bit distracting. Of course, not in a malicious way. I'm not getting that. But, you know, there are just some times when other people are reflecting different things back to us. And I'm getting that although you can be support to this person, and they can be a support to you, be mindful of, again, remaining on your path and reconnecting to your core so you can kind of tackle what needs to be done in front of you. And I think, oddly, it'll be good for both of you if you are like kind of refocusing a little bit on what needs to be done. So yeah, this one is typically about relationships and how sometimes people can be our best mirrors and our most distracting mirrors, you know? So I hope that resonates in some way, Frey. And Morgan, you said I'd like a card pulled for guidance on roles I should play in this next week. Okay. That's interesting. Morgan, Four of Pentacles came out. On the role I should play this week. It's interesting because sometimes the Four of Pentacles does come through as like a practical limitation. Like sometimes I think we read the Four of Pentacles as like, you're holding on too tight and you need to let go and like, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm not getting that, Morgan. I'm feeling like there's something coming through here with the Four of Pentacles about approaching your situation with rationality, with logic, with practicality. When it comes to the role you're trying to play, maybe you're really grounded in what reality is at the moment. And so when other people maybe try to pull you into their illusions, or like when other people try to pull you into their vision, you know that you're kind of set in the solid foundation of what you're building. So you're not being easily swayed by other people's advice or other people's guidance, even though I'm giving you guidance right now, right? So take it or leave it. But there's something about like recentering yourself in your truth and also recentering yourself in what feels safe for you. Like I think the Four of Pentacles can be about creating safety for ourselves. And until we create some semblance of emotional safety, not much else can really manifest, right? So I think there's something here about creating safety, creating security, knowing that, you know, you're grounded in your reality and your truth, and that you're protected from other people's illusions or whatnot. So that's what I'm getting, Morgan. Amy, you said, can I have a card in regards to next weekend? Sure. Let's see here. Next weekend. Ooh, Four of Wands, Queen of Cups. Okay. I think it feels like next weekend is going to be good. It's like a celebratory time. I would say that really what's coming through here is just try to not get caught up in illusions, you know, because I don't know if this is like a weekend away with a new lover or something like that. But I think sometimes like the Queen of Cups can really get swept off their feet with like the illusions of like love and romance and pleasure. And sometimes the Four of Wands is a little bit like, like we're building this foundation, but we have to build this foundation together on reality and not illusion. So again, maybe there's some kind of romance or joy or pleasure going on, but also remembering that there's some practical way to ground yourself and building this foundation, or seeing if this is even a person that you want to build a real foundation with. There we go. And Alex, you said that all resonates. Thanks, Mal. And my other Amy, you said, I would love a card for a huge passion project idea that I have that would take a massive level of development. It's pretty far out objective. I think, am I nuts with this idea? LOL. Oh, let's see here. No, I don't think you're nuts. But I think that like there's a long journey ahead. Like that's how the Three of Wands is coming through for you. And also the Hanged One, I feel like there's more to be downloaded about this situation, or there's a little bit more of information that you don't completely have yet at that moment. At the same time, should we stop and remain stagnant and not start the project before we have all the information? That's not what I'm getting. I'm almost getting the Three of Wands is like, begin the project somehow But know that the project will change and evolve over time, and know that this is a long road ahead, but also know that the only way to start is to start. And you're never going to start at a completely perfect place. So I think it might be like getting the first couple things together, or the first, like, I don't know, foundational ideas together, or the foundational people who are working on this project with you. Maybe it's about kind of collecting that, and then just kind of seeing what intuitively comes through as this project continues to grow over the next couple years. Okay. And let's see here. I'm going to answer maybe two more questions, and then I have to get to HSP reunion. Having a reunion for my HSPs today. So I'm going to answer, Ellie and Alessandra, and then we're going to hit it. Okay, so Ellie, you said, I just moved. Any guidance for this new beginning? Five of Pentacles. I would say be mindful of fear stories that may come up in this new beginning. Also, I know there's a lot of financial stress in moving, right? Like we have rent and we have this new city. And I think there might be a tendency to, for our fear stories about like, what if I'm lonely, or what if I don't have enough, or what if I don't meet anybody, or what if I this and what if I that, you know, there's just so many things that can kind of get out of control in our own minds. And I think it's about maybe rooting down into some things that you do have to look forward to in this new space. And also, maybe even like focusing a little bit on like what feels abundant and what you are having gratitude for in this new space of your move. So focusing on what is abundant, what makes me feel gratitude in this moment, instead of focusing on like the what ifs and all of the fears that may be going along with this move. Okay. And Alessandra, you said, I would love some guidance for this next week. Next steps I should be taking. Ooh, the world. Ooh, here we go. Okay. So you're definitely in a portal right now, right? And that might be why you're not completely sure what the next step is, because you're kind of in the process of ending a lot of things and maybe wrapping up a lot of lessons. So I would say maybe there's some things that need to be wrapped up and acknowledged before you can entirely know where to shoot your arrow next. And I remember in tarot class, we talked about how the world is kind of like the graduation card. Like, how can you really be proud of your progress and how you're graduating at the moment? Like, how can you completely, just like kind of acknowledge how much you've grown, instead of panicking, like, oh my God, what's the next step? And what if I'm not enough? And all of that stuff. It's like, no. The next step is going to come through you when you're able to like really be proud of like what you've accomplished and your capabilities at the moment. And the world is Saturn, right? So Saturn's kind of the taskmaster. But know that the Fool comes after the world, right? So that moment is coming. Just kind of trusting in the fact that the Fool always follows the world. Okay. And Frey, you said all of this resonates. Thank you. And Morgan, you said that's exactly what I needed to hear. My ex wants my car and it's not reliable. Okay. And Amy, you said yes. Feeling that. Thank you. You're so welcome, everybody. I had such a good time this morning at Witch Church. Let me know how this shepherding message comes through for you this week. We'll see what happens. And I am off to Highly Sensitive Person summer camp reunion, but we will see each other next week, and I'm only going to be offering my fall special sessions for a couple more weeks. So there's a tarot Reiki releasing of baggage kind of session, and then there's an astrology fall update session. So if you're interested in booking either of those are on my site. Would love to help shepherd you into the next step. Okay. So thank you so much, my friends. I'll see you next week.